Everyone knows that chocolate is bad for your pets, but you might be surprised at some of the other people foods that are not only bad for your animals, could also kill them. GMA Now's resident vet, Dr. Marty Becker, joins us again with some of the worst human foods you can feed your pet. But first up, we want to meet two friends from the Humane Society of New York. This is Mia, and what's this little guy's name?
Taylor.
Taylor. Both up for adoption.
They're friends.
They are. So cute. I've never seen two, little kitten and a dog get along so well. This guy, I understand, swallowed 13 pennies?
Well, a lot of dogs have what we call pike appetites. They eat strange things. And, again, that they tend not to pass pennies or anything like that. And so that's a medical emergency. And the owner, had abandoned this dog because of swallowing the pennies. So they did the life-saving surgery there, and now it's available for adoption.
Right. Makes no sense to me, Dr. Becker.
You want to go see your mama?
Bad pun. All right, if you'd like to adopt these cuties, it's the Humane Society of New York. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's get to it. So chocolate, first things first. It's the first thing we think of, foods that can potentially... kill our pets.
Not all chocolates are created equal. First of all, the chocolates that are bad, white chocolate, there's something called methylxanthines and theobromine. Theobromine's like caffeine, if you think of it like that. But if a dog gets into chocolate, it causes an increased heart rate, increased respiration, seizures, even death.
Really?
Now, for dark chocolate, it only takes 1 ounce for a 10-pound dog to cause problems. Milk chocolate, 10 ounces for a 10-pound dog. White chocolate, which is basically sugar and butter, is really no problem at all.
Now, let's move on. You mentioned coffee. Coffee and caffeinated products, I didn't know this, can cause the same harm in our pets.
Even 2 or 3 coffee beans can cause problem in a pet. And again, they're not aware. We kind of like that coffee jolt, to go down to Starbucks and get our old day started with a heart racing and stuff, but it's not good for pets. And again, you just got to, don't ever leave something like that down. Don't ever leave a place where they can get after it because they like that kind of aroma, especially the flavored coffee. So don't have them down.
This was a shocker to me, macadamia nuts.
Oh,
I had
gosh.
No idea.
We have them, I go to Hawaii, you bring them home, they're in certain recipes that you have. Here's the thing that they do. They can cause vomiting or diarrhea or weakness and seizures, but they cause, it mimics a rear leg paralysis, just like the dog has a spinal cord injury.
Really?
It happens about 12 hours after they eat the macadamia nuts. Within 48 hours, they're walking stiffly. Within 72 hours, they're recovered. There's actually been pets that have been euthanized because people thought they could no longer walk. When, in fact, they had just ingested macadamia nuts. So don't let them around stairs, around cords or something, and just keep them someplace quiet if they happen to ingest it.
Okay, or keep them in Hawaii. Don't bring them home. Okay, shocking. Gum.
Oh, gosh.
Gum, not good, huh?
This is a big problem. There's a product called xylitol. Mm. And xylitol is something that's a common ingredient in a lot of sugarless gums, other candies and stuff as well, but mainly gums. Just 2 little tiny pieces of this gum can cause a problem for an average-sized dog. What it does, it causes a massive release of insulin. That causes hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. So the pet becomes weak. They become incoordinated. People think they act kind of drunk. Within several days, it actually goes to liver failure. So this stuff, don't leave it in your purse and set it down there. You've got the dog in the car and it gets in your purse.
Right.
Don't leave it on the end table. Keep that stuff up just like it's a poison.
I've never heard about this before. I never gave my dog frozen grapes. Apparently, it's a bad idea, so I'm glad I never did it.
Well, a lot of people like that because they like the texture of it, for one thing. They like the coolness and stuff. We don't even know what causes the problem with this, and we don't know how many it takes to cause a problem. But what it does is grapes and raisins cause kidney failure, usually 2 to 3 days after ingestion. And it's one of the most common causes for animal poison control. A pet will get somebody will go grocery shopping, leave the grapes there, they'll eat a pound of grapes.
Right.
2 to 3 days later, they're in kidney failure. So, again, no foods that contain raisins either.
Avocados can harm your pet.
Avocados are big problems for birds and small animals, rodents. What it actually causes an accumulation of fluid on the lungs, accumulation of fluid around the heart, and it's actually an enzyme that's in not just it's in the leaves, it's in the skin, it's in the fruit itself, and so that's just taboo if you have birds or small animals.
So birds or small animals,
yeah.
Dogs, you're saying. Okay.
It's actually okay for dogs.
And
most dogs, yes.
Okay, very